Look, nominated 3 times for Grammy Awards over the years and picking one up in the year 2024. Just the other day, he's a bloody legend of a bloke, and he is the best acoustic guitar player in the world, officially. His name is Tommy Emmanuel, and he joins us right now, mate.
Yay!
How are you, Tommy?
Good morning, everybody.
It's lovely to talk to you.
Is it morning for you?
Yes, it is, mate. It really is. Tommy, 1998, okay. 2006, and 2024. 3 nominations. You finally cracked through for a Grammy.
Yeah.
That's way overdue. And you've won with Folsom Prison Blues. Even Screamin' Jets singer Dave Gleason has done a copy recently of Folsom Prison Blues.
How about that?
Yeah. What was it? I mean, obviously Johnny Cash is just one of the major talents of all time.
We Aussies, we know that plugging away wins the day.
Yes,
and
mate.
That's what we do.
Exactly.
We just keep plugging away.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I just didn't know how to do it or what it was or whatever, but I heard the sound that I wanted to make.
It's unbelievable,
I wanted
Tommy,
to play like that.
Because he was playing the bass line with his thumb and the melody with his other fingers. It was absolutely remarkable.
Yeah. Absolutely. I teach this style and I do guitar camps all around the world to a lot of students.
Can I ask how much is a lesson just for a friend of a friend?
Interested, yeah.
Oh, you couldn't afford it.
I don't want it for me. I want it for Flan.
We might start a GoFundMe page just so Flan can get a lesson.
I've had my lesson from Tommy Emmanuel, and I was very grateful for it. I got to sit with Tommy for an hour last year.
Listen, I taught people when I was living in Sydney and working in Sydney back in the 70s and early 80s, I had lots of students and I never charged them.
Tommy taught me that there were some players who would play so fast you couldn't understand really what they were doing. And Tommy used to put the album on the record player and then put coins on the record to slow it down so he could work out what was going
on. Right.
Yeah, I've been doing that with my records now, Tommy.
There are some great festivals around Australia, and we're very, very fortunate. Mm. We have a great diversity of music, but, you know, the Byron Bay Blues Fest is probably the greatest of all of them. It's such a big lineup, and to be a part of it on a sad day, you must be pretty pumped.
I'm so thrilled, and I'm getting together with Jimmy Barnes the next day. I'm going to play with Jimmy on the Sunday because he's doing his it's the 30th anniversary of his album Flesh and Wood.
Yes.
And I had a song on that album called Brother of Mine. And I'm going to join him to play that song. So I'm going to stay an extra day. I had the time of my life the last time I played Blues Fest. It's so well organized and so well attended.
Yeah. Do you manage to sneak and see some of the other artists? And if so, who are you looking forward to seeing at Blues Fest this year?
Well, Tom Jones and Ian Moss would be on the top of my list. I did a show with Tom Jones in Corsica many years ago.
Yeah.
And when I was doing the sound check, Tom's band were there and they came out and heard me playing and they invited me to play. And I said, well, you better ask Mr. Jones. He's the boss, you know. And they said, oh, he'll love it. Don't you worry. So they had a guitar and an amp all set up. And halfway through the show, Tom Jones calls me up. And I got to play in this tune, a gospel tune. Didn't it rain, children? Rain all night long. And I'll tell you, he was so good out there. He really was.
Did you chuck your undies up?
I didn't have any on.
Tommy.
He'd already thrown them at Ian Moss.
That's awesome. Aww.
Tommy Emmanuel, you are a legend, a national treasure. Aww. You will win a Grammy for one of your own songs. You've already deserved it and been ignored, if you ask me, but don't you respond to that. Can't wait to see you play, mate.
Appreciate it and so looking forward to coming back to Blues Fest. Thanks for having a good old chin wag this morning.
Thank you very much.
Good on you, Tommy. We love you.
Thanks a lot, you guys.
Welcome to the famous Gershwin Room, an oasis of quality in a sea of madness. The Rock Whiz, and now, barbecue consultant, multilingualist, and Lindsay Kemp collaborator, your host, Julia Zemiro.
Look, lovely to join us. I really am excited. Lord. Brian Nankervis, how are you, mate?
I'm very, very well. Did I call Julia Zemiro a barbecue consultant?
You certainly did. Yes, you did. Is that accurate or inaccurate?
Well, I'm not quite sure what I was thinking. French barbecue, perhaps, something very, very exotic and European. Wow. Well,
see, as for me, I would have been stoked if you said that about me.
Yeah, I think you actually are a barbecue expert. Brian, yes. Very exciting for Blues Fest. You are bringing Rock Quiz, the SBS music quiz show, and I think this is fantastic. I have buddies who went to it last year, and they said you were sensational.
Well, look, thank you very much. We love going to Blues Fest. I reckon this will be about our 10th. Over the years, our first one was 2010, and we just love it. I mean, there's a wildness, you know, there is that sort of Northern Rivers vibe, which I've always loved. Love Byron, love Mullumbimby, biggest little town in Australia. Mm-hmm. And I just think Blues Fest is incredible. And the lineup this year, of course, will be as good as ever. Tom Jones.
Yes.
That's right.
Which does, of course, beg the question, and Ali, this one comes straight to you.
Ooh.
True or false?
Ooh, okay. Here we go.
Here we go. Here we
go. Yeah, yeah.
Tom Jones and classical composer Claude Debussy have released a 12-inch single called What's New Debussy Cat?
Oh. I mean, I hope it's true, but I'm thinking it's false.
Excellent work, Ali. That's 1 point to you.
Thank you.
You sorted him.
Yeah. So you had a question for Ali there. Let's go around the studio. Have you got any more?
Well, should we stay with the true or false?
Sure. Why not?
I think we should, and I think we might go to Young Spider.
He knows a lot of our music.
Absolutely. Music, if I was playing Trivia Pursuit, that'd be my go-to.
Yes. Rubbish. And Spider, what would be if you did make it through to Rock Quiz and Julia said, what was the first concert you ever went to, Spider? What would it be?
The Wiggles with my 4-year-old daughter.
Yeah, yeah. Or he did go to he did pay a lot of money to see Barbara Streisand.
Yes. I paid $1,500 to see Babs, and it was Babs, is it?
Babs.
But I'm no longer with that wife.
Right. And did the breakup happen during the show, perhaps?
I wish. It would have saved me $1,500.
Let's not go there. Spider, your question is as follows. True or false? In an administrative mix-up during their last Australian tour, Black Sabbath played 3 nights with Ozzy Ostrich as their lead singer.
To be honest, I say true because there's no way known anybody in that band would have known any different.
Well, amusing answer, Spider, but absolutely incorrect.
Oh! Now, I thought it was one of those great twit questions.
You've got to test our absolute music champion in the studio, Flan.
He knows more than you, Brian.
No, well, I do not. What? Don't say that to this gentleman.
First concert, Flan, for you?
It was Ted Mulry Gang.
Oh, wow. Jump in my car. Yeah. Whereabouts?
And Debbie Byrne supported them and the whole it's in Canberra at one of the cricket grounds.
Yes.
And poor old Debbie Byrne was just trying to sing her hit and the whole crowd was chanting for Ted Mulry to come on stage.
Ted.
It's a long while ago, Brian.
You get something a little bit more complex because of your Ted Mulry background. Listen carefully, please. Which two bands are referenced in the following quote? And the quote is, the fact that there's a highway to hell and a stairway to heaven says a lot about expected traffic numbers.
Act, Led Zepp.
Yes, correct.
Yeah, very good.
Okay, so at this point, Flan on one, Ali on one, Spider yet to score.
Oh, buddy.
Do we have a tiebreaker and just put Spider out to pasture?
Yes.
Let's do that.
Sorry, buddy.
Yeah, right. Look, I agree.
Okay, here we go. The tiebreaker. Okay, I'll go with the misheard lyric, which, of course, is a staple of, the rock quiz. Trivia.
Yeah.
Often called the Mondegreen. There's a bathroom on the right. But here you go, this one, what should the correct lyric be? And I think basically when you know the answer, you say your name.
Okay.
What should this lyric be? Hello, Douglas, my old friend.
Ali.
Ali.
Yeah.
I would go with hello, darkness, my old friend.
Ali, my friend, you are today's winner.
Yes!
Amazing!
Amazing.
Come on, Flynn. Obviously,
didn't
you knew
she come out of the block?
She sure did.
He was being
she's
a gentleman.
She's such a garfunknuckle.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Hey, what happened, Flynn? A bit nervous, a bit...
I was overawed by the situation. I love Rock Quiz. Wanted to do too well, mate, and I tried too hard.
Well, would you please come down to Byron Bay at Easter time? We're on the Saturday and the Sunday. And if you'd love to meet me at the back of the, I think we're in the Jambalaya.
Yes.
Meet me there. I will quiz you. And if you've got the goods, you will get through to the show.
I will show up, Brian. And I thank you very much. And everyone who's going to Byron Blues Fest, you're going to love Rock Quiz Live.
Oh, thank you. No, we're very excited.
Thank you, mate. Brian Nankervis, thank you so much for your time, mate. We love your guts.
Bye-bye, guys.
Bye, see you,
mate.
Thank
see you, Blues Fest, mate.
Right, see ya.
Well, on Saturday night at the Byron Bay Blues Fest, you're going to be hearing some great music from Cruel Sea.
You better get a lawyer, son. You better get a real good lawyer.
Absolutely, and joining us right now is the bass guitarist, Kenny Gormley. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah,
this better be good, because you got me out of bed before midday, man.
Oh, okay. Go on the attack, I love it.
Well, that's great. I might actually jump straight in there then, because I was going to say, what is the greatest thing about being a rock star? But I think you've just answered it, the sleep-ins.
Yeah, well, you know, it's just, that's my natural state, right? But I'm just, you know, if you're a musician, you're an owl in a lark's world. So, you know, I'm usually pushing a broom around or getting up doing something stupid or driving a truck or painting a house. So that's a rock star's life.
Okay.
Well, mate, it's great to chat to you, and I cannot wait to see you guys at Blues Fest. Can I just ask, I was shattered when I heard about guitarist James Cruickshank losing his battle with cancer. How's the band going adjusting to that? It's monumental.
Well, you know, it's just, it's been nearly 10 years. So I think, just threw a big bucket of cold water on the whole thing. And we just didn't have the heart to do anything after that. So 10 years later, it's just been a natural kind of thing. And we just sort of felt James in the room. So he's just going to be with us, you know, like whenever we play, when you play for that long and for that many gigs and you've done that many flying hours, we've just sort of absorbed him into our ether. So, you know, we're all happy now to carry on, do that without him.
Beautiful answer, mate. Thank you.
Yeah. Can I ask if you've got one tip as for a bass player? what would it be? I can't play any form of musical instrument. Ali doesn't. But Flan here, he is a bass guitarist.
I'm a beat player.
He needs a tip.
Well, you know, look, when friends of mine say, can you, you know, give my nephew some, you know, bass lessons, and then I usually, on the theory side, I say, look, if you can play, go and work out Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star or Mary Had a Little Lamb. Just work it out by ear. You'll see you can actually work stuff out by ear. All the great stuff's really simple. Now I just want you to play one note, and now I want you to tap your foot, and then I want you to just move your shoulder. So that would be my advice.
Ken, they say that music is the great healer. While you haven't been playing together as a band, have you been playing yourself, you know, just to sort of get through those tough times?
Yeah, of course. Look, I live in Marrickville, and I've been here for 30 years. So I'm just, in Marrickville, bin chickens. Do you have bin chickens up
there?
Yeah,
no, well, we do, yeah.
Well, bin chickens and musicians are a protected species in America, right? So I'm just nestled in a whole community. So I'm always playing on someone's record, doing some pickup gigs, sitting on a stool somewhere on a Sunday afternoon, doing stuff. I'm playing with lots of cats all the time, and I really love it.
Well, awesome. We cannot wait. The Blues Fest is going to be massive. I'll tell you what, the tickets are going off here at Triple M. So we're going to all enjoy the Cruel Sea Saturday night at the Blues Fest. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, mate, we were absolutely going to kill you. Like, we're going to slam. Oh. No, honestly, we're better than ever. I can honestly say that. We're just killer. So,
unique and special. Good on you, mate. Yeah. Thanks for chatting to us.
Good on you, guys.
Guess who needs no introduction at all? Ian Moss, good morning. How are you, mate?
Very well, thank you.
Whereabouts in the world are you, Mossy?
I am in Sydney, Australia.
Did you catch Taylor Swift at all?
No, no. The tickets sort of became as scarce as hen teeth about six months ago. Otherwise, I would have been right in there.
Well, we imagine that you would have been, absolutely loved it after you covered her song Style.
I've got that James Dean daydream. Look in my eye. You got that red lip classic.
Really good. So good, Mossy.
It was. It was a fantastic version. And I was having a look on your Instagram and you highlighted that and wrote some of her lyrics. What do you think of Taylor Swift?
Oh, I'm just, yeah, hats off to her. Off to her just for achievements. It's just just incredible. She's one hell of a businesswoman. And, good singer and good songwriter.
Yeah, well, you know you're going to be playing at the Byron Bay Blues Fest. It's going to be huge. Tickets are going bunter here on the radio. Will you play that there?
I'll run it past the band and see what they say, because I am doing Byron Bay Blues with the band on the Mojo stage at 5:30 p.m. on the Saturday.
Yeah.
Mossy, could you give us an insight into what it's like for an artist playing at the Blues Fest?
Oh, terrific. It's just such a beautifully precisely run festival these days. You treat it so well, everything's on time, everything's together, the backstage areas are wonderful, and a terrific experience all around.
Well, what about, we've had some big bands come through here over the last couple of weeks. We've got Pearl Jam coming up, but nothing is bigger than the, Byron Bay Blues Fest. What is on your rider? What is that couple of things that you want behind stage, that probably no one else really asked for?
I first come up with something quick and witty here, aren't I?
Just be honest. What do you really have? Are you into your cups of tea, into your Pepsi, into your Heineken? Do you want M&Ms? No. What do you want?
Mossy's a mad red wine fan, aren't you?
I'm a red wine fan, yeah. A good bold, oaky, deep red Shiraz,
yum,
for sure.
Oh,
all right. Are you got a favourite vineyard?
European beers. Can I just have a quick moan here on air?
Yeah.
I just do not get the whole sort of, boutique brewery springing up on every street corner, and all they do is XPALs and craft beer light ales and fruit beers and stuff like that.
No good.
I'll stick to European lagers any day, thanks.
I just fell in love with you even more. I totally agree with you.
Glad I'm not alone, too.
We're talking about Blues Fest and Byron Bay. I was wondering if back in the day, obviously you toured for so many years with Cold Chisel. Was there a particular place in Australia that you all just look forward to going to so much, both like for the off time?
It'd be split between Perth and Sydney, I reckon. Just the pub scene over there, even way back in the 1976, 1977, when we first went over there on a big long drive from Adelaide in our crappy station wagon. it was just on fire. And just, I guess West Australia has always been a moneyed state, and moneyed states and towns always seem to be, they're out looking for a party all the time.
Well, we really look forward to it. We can't wait. The Byron Bay Blues Fest, we've spoken about it, and we've mentioned it a couple of times. It's going to be huge over Easter, and you're there on Saturday night. We cannot wait to see it.
Oh, we're there playing plenty of tracks from the new album, Rivers Run Dry.
Yeah, and a plug for your tour, Rivers Run Dry tour, starting at the start of March. Can we be the first to wish you a happy birthday for March 20 as well, Mossy?
I don't want any more to come around, but thank you very much.
Thanks, Mossy.
Thanks, guys.